mission accomplished. That's so Irish, a terrific winner.
Thank you very much, Peter. 3 out of 4 races. Doesn't get much better than that.
Well, let's take us through the race tonight. Going into the race, a few things went wrong last week. A few things have changed between then and now.
Yes, we horse didn't handle the track real well last week. He had an enormously tough run. We made a few gear changes. For the first time ever, I decided to put on a set of ghost rates on him, and we put some plugs and blocks on. We wanted him to relax. Karen backed off his training during the week. We thought we hoped for a good barrier draw. We got it, and we just wanted to run on, get to the lead, stack them up, and run down the straight. And that's the way she drove him, and he was strong enough to hold them off in the finish, which I was happy with.
All right, now what's the plan? Obviously, the Tassie Derby was, you know, penciling quite a while ago. What's the plan now for him?
The plan is to take him back to Victoria, give him a couple of weeks off. He's had a very torturous campaign in his first 10 starts. But to pluck a derby out of that and break a track record out of that as well, he's certainly got the respect of a lot of Victorians. I know that for a fact. We've been offered big money for him and sort of knocked it back for the simple reason that we actually own the stallion. And we wanted to do the right thing by the stallion. We thought this guy's pretty good. We got a full brother to him, a colt, a 2-year-old, which we like as well. And we'd love to bring him down here next year if he's good enough.
And his name?
His name is That's So Bizarre.
Okay. So That's So might be the handle that you'll have for the horses from here on in.
Well, anyway, his stallion's name is So That's Life.
Yeah.
And we switched it around. Myself and the other chap involved in this horse, John Catterson, we're both from Belfast, Northern Ireland. And Karen came up with that name, That's So Irish. She sort of switched it around, and it clicked for me first time I heard it, and certainly clicks for me now.
Well, it's an all Irish ownership too, which is a good
it
thing.
It is, yes. Yeah.
All right, now he'll go back now, have that break. Anything further than the size in Vic?
Well, you know, you really can't set sort of large, you know, projects ahead for horses other than to sort of aim for a race series and try and keep them right to get there. Our aim was to come down here, try and get the Derby. To take it home is just unbelievable for us. We'll head towards the Vic size. And, you know, if we can pick up a nice little race at Tabcorp Park, we've had about 4 or 5 seconds and thirds there, that'd be nice. So
all the best, congratulations, and well done.
Thank you very much.